home for they have cut down the pines, Mary Lyle stanza 1. They have cut down the pines where they stood, the wind will miss them, the rain, when its silver blind is down. They have stripped the bark from the wood, the needy boughs, and the brown knobby nuts are trodden into the ground. Q1, why were the pines cut down? And, the pines were cut down to make a fence by the creek. Q2, who will miss the pines? And, the rain and wind will miss the pines. Q3, who has stripped the bark from the wood? And, they, people, have stripped the bark from the wood. Q4, where were the boughs and knobby nuts lying? And, the boughs and knobby nuts were lying on the ground. Q5, what is meant by trodden? And, trodden means trampled or crushed. Stanza 2. The kind and friendly trees, where all day small winds sound, and all day long the sun plays hide and seek with shadows till the multiplying shadows turn to one and the night is here. Q1, how trees are our friends. And, trees are our kind friend because they provide us wood, shade, and fruit. Q2, who plays hide and seek with the shadows? And, the sun plays hide and seek with the shadows all day long. Q3, the multiple shadows turn into what? And, the multiple shadows turn into night. Q4, what is the name of this poem? And, the name of this poem is They Have Cut Down the Pines. Stanza 3. They have cut down the trees and ended now the gentle colloquy of bow and bough. They are making a fence by the creek, and have cut down the pines for the posts. When in the sunlight for ghosts the naked trunks lie. A bird nested there, it will seek in vain. They have cut down the pines. Q1, why the trees ended now? And, the trees ended now because the people have cut down them. Q2, what is meant by the word colloquy? And, the word colloquy means conversation. Q3, where were they making the fence? And, they were making the fence by the creek out of the pines trees. Q4, what is meant by the word when? And, the word when means looking pale and weak. Q5, for what the bird was searching for? And, the bird was searching for his nest. Q6, who wrote this poem? And, Mary Lyle wrote this poem.